Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of March 17th and News on the EDGE. So kind of one of the biggest local news stories lately has been very sad to hear the historic gas plant deal with Ray's Heinz has been canceled, but there are future paths ahead where the Rays stay in the Bay Area, and certainly many exciting options for the mixed-use development potential of the historic gas plant district, you know, really with or without a stadium. So stay tuned. We as a district are disappointed that this particular plan is not moving forward, but we know there'll be something new right around the corner. So we're going to keep focused and have our input for that. If you're not familiar with the EDGE Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by really focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we've got over 120 businesses that look to us for guidance. And that's our little EDGE district. We go from 16th to 9th along Central Avenue for out to First Avenue and First Avenue, including businesses on both sides of those avenues. Two Sunrunner stops. We've got a river that flows underneath us and through the district, and all sorts of nooks and crannies to come and check us out. Some events that are coming up. Well, we are in the thick of March Madness now. And so definitely check that out at Ferg's and on TV screens throughout the EDGE. If you love college basketball like I do and Go Gators, University of Florida is in it, and a historic 14 teams from one league, the SEC, which has never happened before. So history is pretty cool when it comes to sports. On March 22nd, that's the Empty Bowls fundraiser for Daystart Life Center. And it's at our neighbors in the Center for Clay, 2010 First Avenue South. Definitely check out, go to Daystart Life Center about that event. Helps them raise a lot of funds for really catch people that are about to fall into homelessness, and it catches them before they do and supports them and boosts them back up. So it's a great organization, great time on March 22nd, starting at 11 a.m. March 29th, I'm calling EDGE Day because we've got the EDGE quarterly cleanup that morning from 8 to 10 at Flagship Bank. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring some colleagues. It's a fun morning to get out, make the district look really beautiful, and meet some new folks. We're launching that from Flagship Bank. And then March 29th is also Do Good Day at Ferg. So over three dozen local charities are going to be there from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. there at Ferg Sports Bar. And really, it's kind of a one-stop shop to get a taste of all of the different nonprofits, what they're doing. So if you want to volunteer, sponsor, donate, however you want to plug in, it's really the best day to see everybody and see the good things happening in St. Pete. Last but not least, on March 29th, on EDGE Day, a Mezzo Market is set up along Baum Avenue and 11th Street with over 125 local makers. So stop in, have a great day that day. Make sure you've got a parking spot that's longer than 2 hours because, gosh, you're going to be there longer than 2 hours. Our new EDGE website has launched, edgedistrict.org. Please, please, please go check it out. All of our businesses that are in the association are featured there. We've got a calendar that's going to be filled in very, very quickly. We've got a news feed. It really is a cool site we're very proud of. Thank you to Skyway Media for helping build that for us. Speaking of new and coming soon, we've got a parking garage that's coming along right there in front of Ferg's, and it should be activated, we're expecting, this spring. So sometime this spring, park and pay, over 400 public parking spaces. So our parking's going to about double in the district. There's also a total of over 36 new businesses that will be joining the EDGE this year. It's the largest ever single year expansion of businesses inside the district. And it's a little bit of everywhere. There's First Avenue spots, Baum spots, Central Avenue spots. The 900 Central building is coming back online to add tenants. So if you've got a business or a friend's got a business and you want a cool place to operate, the EDGE is the place to do it. For drinks and dining, 37 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the EDGE. And that's going to go up significantly with many of these new businesses. Perfect to people watch and pet watch. For our dining focus this week, I wanted to throw out an idea. I call it the appetizer bar crawl. So I am not a big drinker, but I do love to eat. And so what I will oftentimes do is get a couple of friends and we'll go to several different places and we'll just get appetizers each time, either individually or to share, and then just kind of keep hopping around and having fun. So some of my favorite appetizers in the district is the wings at Ferg's, and there's a huge selection of combinations. It's not unlimited, but it's a lot of the different ways you can get your wings, sizes, etc. The Roti Canai is a treat at Hawker's. Get the plus one. So they normally come with two. Get them with three. You'll regret it if you don't. And the dipping sauce is addictive. So that's a really great appetizer there. The heirloom bruschetta over at Bavaro's, it's crostini, whipped ricotta, heirloom cherry, tomatoes, basil, super tasty and fresh. Maduras, so fried sweet plantains over at Bodega, always a hit. I could have that as a meal, but as an appetizer, it's great. Something new at Copa is the conch fritters. So tender morsels of fresh conch mixed in a batter of like spices, peppers, onions, and garlic with a creamy hot pepper sauce. Yum, yum, yum. Conch fritters. Not many places you can grab those, so check that out at Copa. The nachos at Red Mesa are certainly a fun shareable. I eat as fast as I can, so I get my portion because they are really tasty. Sourdough Co., their soups, I believe that would be classified as an appetizer, but I adore their soups. The tomato bisque is my absolute favorite. And then last but not least, Sparrow Rooftop at Moxie, the blistered shishito pepper. I'll get that right. Hopefully I don't get beeped out for that one. I didn't mean it if it came out wrong, but the Sparrow Rooftop at Moxie, great appetizers. That's one of my favorite. The new and nearby section for dining today, the Melting Pot is returning to St. Pete after many years gone. Up there on 4th Street was the prior location. Sesh is a new restaurant in that space now, but the Melting Pot is returning right outside of the Edge District on Central Avenue. They joined our association and love supporting the community. Last but not least, on new things coming, pure green acai bowls going into where Cecilia's used to be. If you're coming shopping in the district, please check out Ash Couture. They've got just great women's apparel, but they also have accessories, house items, kids' stuff, and more, and so well curated. Please check them out. A lot of times, today was too windy for their rack to be out front, but their rack always has some really cool deals on it. The Live, Work, Stay button on our website. So click on that section if you're interested in housing and office space ideas for our area. Our entertainment feature on the website will take you right to the website of all the cool places to book your entertainment. But to name a few, first and third Saturdays at Grassroots with their karaoke, the Zubrick Magic Theater. I always say, make your troubles disappear, right? Go there. It's amazing. Vegas level entertainment. Enigma just won. Enigma Bar and Lounge, winner of the Bay Area's best happy hour from Watermark. And again, Sparrow Rooftop, they've got culinary, visual, vibe experience, live music on occasion, DJs, so check them out. And edgedistrict.org. Have a great day.